Iran, Iraq, and Syria have reached a general agreement to sign Middle East's biggest natural gas deal. The contract will pave the way for the transit of Iran's South Pars gas field in the Persian Gulf, Lebanon, and the Mediterranean Sea, and then Europe. The final contract will be signed by the end of this year, and the contract will be executed in 3 to 5 years. This will be Iran's second natural gas pipeline to Europe, the first passing through Turkey after it's completed. It will be extended to Iran-Turkey-Bazargan border in 2 years. According to officials, European financiers have voiced their interest to finance the Iranian gas pipe project passing through Iraq and Syria.
With the use of mostly European financiers that have come and negotiated and have shown great interest to finance this pipeline as BO or BOT, Iran can then export 110 million cubic meters of its natural gas to Europe. And this will be our second route to Europe for exporting natural gas.
Some Western countries have imposed unilateral sanctions on Iran since the beginning of the revolution, but experts believe that the sanctions are ineffective.
Europe needs around 520 million cubic meters of natural gas per day, and this number will increase to around 700 million cubic meters per day. The South Pars gas field has 33 trillion cubic meters of gas and can easily answer Europe's need. Up to now, many European countries, because of this need, have negotiated with the Islamic Republic of Iran. Our natural gas export to Turkey is 30 million cubic meters per day, and this gas is exported to other European countries through Turkey.
The pipeline is to be more than 5,600 kilometers with a capacity of 110 million cubic meters, and it's estimated to cost $5 to $6 billion. Iran produces more than 600 million cubic meters of natural gas and exports about 35 to 37 million cubic meters of natural gas daily. Iranian officials say that Iran will double its natural gas production and export in 2 to 3 years. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.